Five Scary for Me, or Getting Your 3D Modeled Jewelry Out into the Real World. It turned out that the printer required for printing wax, that then can be surrounded by a casting medium, probably plaster, fired in an oven to melt the wax completely out, and filled with molten metal such as pewter or silver or maybe even gold, costs a bit less than a regular 3D printer, such as Ender 3 version 2, which you should always get with a bed leveling kit. The wax printer costs about $200 and is called Mars Elegoo. This is a resin printer, and breathing resin is extremely dangerous. You will need ventilation and a mask that can stop the toxic particles. Melting metal is like a million times more dangerous. When molten metal traps moisture, the moisture will convert to steam, and that means it will super rapidly expand. Guess how many times? 1,700 times. And I have a vague recollection of someone saying over 2,000 times. So molten metal then pops and scatters all over the area. I repeat, melting metal is super extra extremely dangerous. Personally, I will never do it. I don't care what kind of metal it is. But, and above all, having a wax part is pretty gosh darn amazing, because you should be able to find a place that will cast it for you. And to return to the super dangerous side of things, a metal called pewter, which used to be used for spoons in the colonial era, actually to this day you can metal detect spoon bowls, as the handles usually snap off, because pewter is not as strong as other metals. Pewter is special because it does not require high heat. In fact, it can be melted in a solder hot plate, which can be pretty safe. Be aware that pewter from an unknown source may contain lead, and lead is, as you can imagine, a super extra deadly neurotoxin. So if you are going to melt pewter, make sure that it is from a reliable and reputable source, and certified not to have lead in it. But please be safe. Gloves, ventilation, and a face shield are totally a must. Again, personally, I will never take the risk, like, at all. Huge pussies live long for just that kind of reason. Now, there is something that isn't dangerous, that is super extra really cool and fun and fancy. And that is using standard PLA plastic printer, like the Ender, with shiny, silky, metallic-looking plastic. To get it even more shiny, you can try a vapor-smoothing treatment, which does require ventilation, but is not as dangerous as melting metal. I think the best way to sell metal jewelry is by going through a local jeweler that can cast your creations for a fair price. But printing plastic jewelry is also amazing. It is light, inexpensive, and safe to print out. Simply create jewelry that is impossible to cast in metal, and it will become even more special than gold.